Do 3D scans really change how we treat impacted canines, or are 2D x-rays still enough? Hey guys, today we're talking about a fascinating study that looks at whether adding CBCT imaging can actually change treatment plans for impacted upper canines. It's all about seeing if 3D really makes a difference in everyday orthodontic practice. Let's check it out! When we deal with impacted canines, the diagnostic question often becomes, do we need a CBCT, or will a good set of 2D radiographs suffice? A recent prospective study from Aarhus University looked exactly at this question. It's titled, Will Supplemental Cone Beam Computed Tomography Change the Treatment Plan of Impacted Maxillary Canines Based on 2D Radiography? By Stostrup and colleagues, published in the European Journal of Orthodontics in 2024. The team included 125 impacted canines from 91 young patients. Each orthodontist first made a treatment plan based on panoramic and periapical radiographs, and then, after receiving the CBCT report, revised that plan if needed. What they found is interesting. In about one-third of the cases, the plan changed after the CBCT. The most frequent change was not about whether to extract the canine, but rather about the direction of traction during orthodontic movement. Only a few cases led to a completely different extraction decision. Now, CBCT detected root resorption in nearly half of all neighboring teeth, 10 times more than conventional radiographs. But surprisingly, that extra information hardly ever changed what clinicians decided to do. So CBCT clearly improves diagnosis, but its impact on actual treatment decisions is limited. The authors also noticed that large alpha and lateral angles on the panoramic image, those that show the canine's inclination and its relationship to the lateral incisor, were significantly associated with cases where CBCT did change the plan. So these angular measures may help us identify which patients truly benefit from 3D imaging. The study design is strong, prospective, multicenter, and reflecting real-world conditions. Still, it carries some bias, since only difficult or suspicious cases were referred for CBCT. And it doesn't tell us whether those changes led to better outcomes. Clinically, what do we take from this? CBCT is a valuable tool, but not a universal one. It helps when the anatomy is complex, when the canine's position is uncertain, or when root resorption is suspected. But it shouldn't be our default for every impacted canine. Radiation exposure, cost, and interpretation time still matter. So perhaps the best conclusion is this. See more when you need to see more, but not just because you can. That's a lesson worth remembering in every orthodontic practice. Thanks for watching. I'm Dr. Martin Baxman. Let's bring science back to orthodontics.